you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Pete Lee is due to phone the program here shortly. He's got a podcast, Snuggle Storm. I wear his t-shirt once in a while. He would go, "What's Snuggle Storm?" I said, it's how I feel.
Like, lay down for a minute. That one seems to be like a snuggle.
Yeah. Looks like a band.
Yeah. It's a Metallica logo.
Yeah. Basically, mm-hmm. Lightning bolts on either end.
That one seems to be on the top of your pile quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I do. It rotates pretty
It's one
nice.
Of your favorites. Yeah. I've noticed that.
I got four black shirts and the Snuggle Storm t-shirt. I do laundry once a week. It's the clothes I wear here every week. Well, the same pair of jeans all week. I'll wash the jeans on the weekend and put them back on Monday morning. And then don't put them on all weekend long. I don't wear jeans on the weekend. You put jeans on the weekend?
I don't put jeans on during the week.
I know what you're talking about. I know that. It would be the exact opposite.
Well, once a week, I try the jeans on to see if I'm getting fat.
Right.
And I'm doing fine so far.
All right. I haven't worn jeans in months.
There you go. All right.
We'll see if they fit.
Pete Lee with us. Hey, brother.
Morning.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you doing, man? We talked to you right at the beginning of this, and you were sick, and then you got better. Now, what have you been doing for the past 2 months?
Well, I've been sitting by the pool. It's a tandemic. That's what I'm calling it.
Pete Lee's tandemic.
You know, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about, we talked to Tommy Chong. And Tommy Chong goes, he goes, "I'm fine. I'm by the pool." He just realized that he's not the guy in trouble. he's hanging by his pool at his house, obviously. So you have a tandemic going on. Are you bored?
Yeah, I mean a little bit, but I'm working on a Comedy Central pilot for Fail Army. You know, like the Fail Army YouTube brand, like Instagram.
Yeah. When people screw up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to be a stand-up comedian, and now I make fun of fail flips for Fail Army. That's what I've been doing. I retired from stand-up comedy because it's not really a thing right now. I've been doing. We've been shooting a pilot for it, which is going to be on Comedy Central, and they want to run it during the daytime. And apparently it's not going to interfere with Tosh's show. He's still going to have his weekly show, but we're also going to make fun of internet clips. And
it won't be just a vocal. It'll be you'll be on camera.
Cool. So I'm going to be on camera. Originally they booked me for the gig just to do voiceovers on it.
Right.
So basically Bob Saget, but just in voice,
right.
for America's Funniest Home Videos. But now they want to put me on camera for it. And,
That's huge.
Yeah.
Cause obviously Tosh blew up and we know he's banking. So good for you, man.
Didn't you discuss this with us when you were in the studio last time? I mean, you couldn't disclose many details, but you said you were working on a Comedy Central pilot. So this is it?
Yeah. This is the pilot. So we're 3 weeks into filming it, and we've been shooting it all at home because the state of California mandates that you have a work at home order.
Right.
And so we've been building in clips where Jamie comes and interrupts me and like asks me where the coffee creamer is.
Oh, really?
And,
excellent.
And then I go back to the shoot. So. We'll see. I mean, fingers crossed it's a pilot, so it could run or it couldn't. But, I'm hopeful, and it's fun to have a job. But other than that, I've been doing these Zoom shows. I don't know if you guys have tuned into any Zoom shows.
Well, we've talked to Titus. Titus did one. And Josh Wolf did one. We talked about
these were YouTube shows. These were not Zoom shows.
Well, you know, I just consider it the same thing. Basically.
No, they're not. They're different platforms and different ways to sign in and different ways to look at. Like, how would we look at one of your Zoom shows? We'd have to get a link or a code.
Yeah, you get a link, and I like that you stuck up for the that they're Yeah, that's like calling a cheerleader a pom-pom girl. You know, they're different.
No, I just meant they're all on the internet. They're all on the internet. You're not in front. Yeah, you're not in front of 400 people at a theater. I get this what this is about. Yeah, so there's different ways of going, obviously, right? Yeah.
I was really resistant to it at first. I actually hated the idea of it because, I mean, imagine the thing that, you know, you've been doing for 22 years just dies, and then somebody goes, "Well, try out this online thing." I hated the idea of it, and then I did my first one, and you can actually hear people laughing, and it's fun, and you get to try out new material. And then after the show, instead of flying home from Minneapolis to L.A., you get to walk to your kitchen table and have a beer.
Does the lack of production, the quality, does that bother you a little bit? Because everything looks like a Zoom show on TV now. All looks like a Zoom show.
Yeah, I'm so sick of seeing how nice everyone else's bookcases are on TV. I'm like, oh, we get it. You've read all those books.
Or they do too, because you'll see like serious news guys, and they turn their album sideways to make them look cool, like listen to some cool album. I'm thinking, shut up, you're a nerd.
Yeah, shut up, Al Roker, you weather nerd. We know how many chicken fingers you've eaten at the jazz place. Mozzarella sticks. Like we know all the food that you ate at those restaurants.
There was I saw a guy yesterday, and he had his strategically placed Weezer album facing the camera. I'm thinking, come on, dude. And he wasn't a comedian. He was a serious CNN guy. I'm thinking, great. You listen to Weezer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to set up your home office like a studio now.
Yeah.
You have to carefully construct the background.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, put a lot of effort into it.
All right. So that's cool. I mean, I know. Let's talk more about this because, you know, we don't really forget about it because Nick's here every day with us. But you guys, you're right. Stand-up comedy just stopped, went away.
They pulled the rug out from under you.
Cold turkey.
And suddenly, you're right, it happened very suddenly.
Brad Williams played Oklahoma, and he just played Salt Lake City. We talked to him beforehand, 30% of the crowd, that kind of stuff. Have you been hearing anything about that?
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I have a few friends that have been going out on the road and, you know, and playing clubs at 25% capacity.
How's it working?
And there's two reasons why I don't want to do that, because I don't want to be the person with the news story where they go, all right, another person has died from the Pete Lee comedy show.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah. And the other reason why I don't want to do that is because it pays less.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot to say. There's pay cuts involved, according to comedians who we've talked to.
Of course there's going to be
pay cuts.
Yeah, and I don't want to do either of those things. I don't know. I just kind of want to come back when it's raring to go. Who knows, though? I mean, maybe if this I keep saying, like, if this keeps getting better. Number one, it's not getting better. Like,
no,
the numbers
it's not.
The
it's
numbers
not.
Keep getting worse.
Yep.
And you hear about that Missouri hair salon where, like, everyone that's gone there has gotten COVID.
Right.
So, you know, I guess I just want to come back when it's safe. And, you know, and in the meantime, I'll do virtual shows.
Are you relying on the wife's paycheck more now?
Oh, yeah. There was a... I mean, Jamie's definitely...
You were doing fine, but everything just stopped, obviously.
Yeah, I was kind of the breadwinner, yeah. And then now... Let me say this. I'm a better listener now that she makes more money.
We know Jamie, and we're going to guess she was sympathetic with you at first, and now she probably waves the paycheck in front of your face. Says, who's the breadwinner?
I'm a better listener.
Who's your daddy?
No, she's standing right next to me, by the way. She's been very wonderful about not pushing it in my face that she makes about, I don't know. She makes about 12 times what I do right now.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Pete, what have you obviously probably heard this this thing out on the social media now about your friend Jimmy Fallon. You know, he did a skit in 2000 in blackface as Chris Rock, and he's taking crap, and he said, you know, he knew it was wrong. He's sorry. I mean, do you have any thoughts on that? We think it's kind of weird. It's 20 years later.
I mean, we've been seeing these pictures on Instagram of every single celebrity that we love, you know, in blackface for the last, you know, 10 to 20 years. And I feel like all the bloggers have been waiting for the right, like, low media news point, to, you know, to strike.
Yeah, that's why I want to know why this was, because it was...
The timing seems odd.
It's Saturday Night Live in 2000. I mean, that was a big show. Still, it still is. I didn't get why we...
And in 2000, we knew wearing blackface was bad, but nobody made a stink out of it then.
Well, it ran,
at least this one.
It ran
this
on
particular
TV.
One.
It ran on TV, right.
I mean, it wasn't about the time...
Yeah,
Ted Danson did the blackface thing about 2000?
That might have been the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, if anybody, you know, if there was a fire in my building, you know, any night of the week, I would run out on the street with my charcoal activated face mask, and, you know, then I'd be canceled. So, I don't know.
I mean, I think he'll be fine, because I think you're right. I think people are thinking, hey, you know what, there's... we're in a global pandemic. Let's lay off Jimmy Fallon.
What has Chris Rock said about that? Has he come out and said anything?
Well, Chris Rock had to know the skit existed. It was in 2000, you know? Who knows?
There's a thing at SNL that if you ever want to do a sketch about a former SNL cast member, you have to actually call them and get approval for it.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So Chris Rock signed off on it. I mean, I don't know. I guess I think that there's nuance to all of this stuff. And I think one of the biggest things is where someone's heart is. And, you know, I know Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know how he feels, racially towards people, and he only has love in his heart. So,
no, I saw,
I don't know.
There was a lot of black comedians that love Jimmy Fallon too, and I saw them all tweet out, you know, we love Jimmy, just relax, you know.
I know where his heart is on all of that, so I don't, you know, I don't think that he did it in any sort of a hateful way. And
go ahead.
You know, think about it, like, you're at SNL. If you and I were, if all of us were at SNL and Lorne Michaels was like, I want you to play one of the 9/11 towers, we'd be like, is it going to air? All right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, we would, we would just feel the pressure of being on SNL and wanting to do something that Lauren wants you to do. So I don't know. You know, I mean, it's just a circumstance, but, you know, I mean, People are probably upset, and whatever they're upset about with this is tied to something real that's happened to them racially, you know. So, like,
you can't
fault people for
being
upset about it, because it's tied to something emotional that's real. I just don't think that Jimmy Fallon is the source of that hurt.
Well, we knew you knew him personally, so I wanted to bring it up with you quickly.
But there's no photos of Pete Lee in blackface floating about.
No. Good. There's a couple naked pics from college, probably.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Have you broken that L.A. rule and surfed?
No, but we actually just so surfing is legal now.
Okay.
And then Jamie and I are actually moving from West Hollywood. We have a beach house now. So,
oh, okay.
Nice. I've been working on the pilot during the day, and then I've been going to fix up the beach house on my days off, but. I'm not kidding you. We have huge bay windows that open up, and our living room becomes a deck that looks out onto the ocean. It's the
what part of it? What part? Where are you at? Where should it
be? Oh, get this. We live now in the Pacific Palisades.
Oh, really?
That's the snobbiest address that I've ever had in my life. My mom was a waitress at Red Lobster, and now I live in the damn Pacific Palisades.
Good for you.
What happens? So you got to go back to work soon to help pay for the beach house then, right?
Yeah. I mean, the pilot's paying for some of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing these Zoom shows for $100, $200 a piece. So, you know, that's really chipping in.
What are the beach rules there?
By the way, how can people find your Zoom show Saturday? How are the details on this?
If people want to go to my website, petelee.net, they can see the Zoom link to, or they can see the link to buy tickets to it. It's on petelee.net. I'm doing a show at this comedy club called Nowhere Comedy Club.
Oh, really?
Because I guess it's everywhere and nowhere. But the show is at 8:30 p.m. Central Time. If they want to come to it, they're really fun. I have my friend Radu opening. My friend Becky Robinson, who's hysterical, is featuring, and then I'm going to be doing 45 minutes to an hour. And oddly enough, in this pandemic, I've written about 25 new minutes of material. So
you had the time.
I've had a ton of time. Yeah.
During the tandemic, I love you call it the tandemic. You suck. Tandemic.
So what are the rules here now? You can't congregate in mass on the beach, but you can surf. You can get in the water.
Yeah, you can get in the water. Even in the water, you're supposed to be 6 feet apart from each other, you know, which is, I mean, that's basically a surfboard apart, so you're fine. But yeah, on the beach, you're supposed to remain 6 feet apart.
Are the sharks complying with that?
Well, the sharks just ate a guy in Santa Cruz.
I know they
so
did.
I think
they did.
Yeah, everybody feels bad for that guy, but I guess, you know, when there's less, they say that there's less surfers in the water now, and sharks like to isolate you. Like, they like to fight one-on-one.
Right.
And so you never surf alone. You always go out there with, you know, three or more people. And just generally speaking, you know, they're not going to bother you.
Yeah, and you hope the shark kills the other guy.
Yeah, yes. So statistically speaking, you have a better chance that they eat the other guy.
Well, they're not complying with the social distance. So you haven't done it yet, but you're about to.
It's just like the bear eats the slowest hiker.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'd be the slowest surfer in the water, so I would be the one that would happen to.
Pete Lee with us Saturday night, PeteLee.net. That's your website, right? Yeah.
Yeah, PeteLee.net. Go there to get tickets to go see me at Nowhere Comedy Club. It's going to be a really fun show, I promise. It really is a huge mood boost to do these Zoom shows.
What's it cost me?
I think it costs $10. And then there's like a VIP option where you get a drink, stick around,
get a couple of drink tickets.
You get a drink. You get to sit closer to your computer. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, nice!
Right up front.
Back off! You didn't pay the VIP.
Yeah. You better go plant your computer in the living room and go sit in your kitchen because you're in the back row. You didn't pay the VIP.
Well, let us know.
The VIP does like a meet and greet afterwards where I literally hang out and basically podcast with people.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Say
okay.
Hello and, yeah, well, we yeah, do answer that. Questions.
No, I wouldn't hang out.
Yeah. Because we can do this.
I'm not going to hang out. I might watch, but you'll see I've left the building, you know. Mike Tyler's left the building. You guys can talk to Pete. I've done that. Hey, Pete. Hey, let us know when the pilot's running. I want to see that. I mean, hopefully that it's picked up for you. You know, and congrats.
Yeah, and once I get a link, I'll send it to you guys without Viacom's approval. I'll just send it to you so you can watch it.
Yeah, love to see that.
Congrats on the beach house. Tell Jamie we said hi. Love you, man. Take care of yourself.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
See you, buddy.
Right. Later,
Pete.
Take care.
Pete Lee. .net.
What is that? Saturday?
Saturday
night. Yeah. 8:30 Central.
Yeah. Yeah, the VIP. So you didn't say, we kind of interrupted that. What was the VIP? Was he just joking?
He said he hangs out later and does the meet and greet and ask questions and stuff.
Does that cause extra to be that?
Yeah, that's the VIP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we wouldn't do that.
Instead of the $5, you pay $10 and you get to talk to him afterwards.
Excuse me, you're in the wrong seat, sir. You got to move back.
So after the show, if you haven't paid the VIP, it's like, all right, you cheap bastards got to go.
Right, everybody out.
You cheap bastards.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
VIP was $15.
You are home.
Right.
Or you are home.